The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, they should get married, Bisha'at Tova Umuslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen.
We begin today's daf on Mem Chet Amud Rishon, and we are going to start right at the beginning, top of the daf, fourth line. Amar of Yosef Bar Min Yome, Amar of Nachman Le'a Hasemucha Ledofen. Okay, here's the case. The lung is close or attached to the Hazeh, to the chest. Okay. Now, do we have a picture of that? We have a picture. Probably not. We have a picture of the lung, that's for sure. We have this picture over here. There's a sirchot on the unot. We need a picture of the lung being attached to the wall. To the... Well, let's see where the... Let's see the picture. So it's here. Let's see. You have the lungs. So I guess they're against the hazeh. Against the wall of the hazeh, the chest. Over here somewhere.
Empty.
It's hanging on the chest. Okay. What's the deen anyway? En hoshashina. You don't suspect that as a result of the attachment, so there was a hole. However, but if it starts to grow like blisters around the attached place, hoshashina, then you have to say that the attachment caused holes in the re'ah, and that is what's called the re'utah. Now you have a reason to suspect something went wrong, and therefore you tole that there was a makah over there, and that's the issue. Mor Yehuda Meshemeh Da'amevi Amar Hadze Vehadze Hosheshima. Regardless, now the Chaura needs to be analyzed. The first shita, Chaura, you have a sefek d'oraita over here. It's against the wall. You don't know if it caused a hole or not. So the Gemara says, well, unless you have a reason to suspect, you're okay. So what happened to sefek d'oraita and the Chumra?
Not even a sefek.
You have a safek, you don't know if there's a hole in the
re'ah. Do they normally line each other?
No, obviously not. No, it's lining each other now, and you're worried that the attachment is causing a hole. Yeah, Mr. Safek, you're okay, unless you have any ruta. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's a hole, maybe there's not. So the Mefarshim want to say over here that there is a safek sifika that's working over here. They want to say that, number one, it's possible that sometimes the attachment can take place without a hole being caused. The Sevara over here is that had it attached, there was a hole, and some mucus came out of the hole that caused it to attach to the wall. But it's possible that mucus could come outside without a hole. Mm-hmm. So Sefek, number one, that is... what's the other Sefek? Sefek Shemait Bekuti Mahmat Makab Bedofen. Maybe it came from the dofen. And if it came from the re'ah, maybe not from a hole from the re'ah. It just came out by itself. And the other rabbi, Mori Yehuda Meshimei Dabimi, says, you don't take the sefek sefika. He says, you have to be mahmir, regardless of both cases. Rabbi Gimana says, Hachi Abdinan. Now, what do you do in that case over there, where you have it attached, and you're suspecting that maybe it caused a damage to the lung? So, Amar Rabbah Bar Sheva Azberali, he explained it to me. Maitinan Sakina Dahalish Pume. You bring a knife that it's, the end of the knife is very pointy, because you don't want to cut it apart. And you separate the re'ah from the dofen. You stick it in where it's attached, very carefully, and you check the re'ah that was attached. If you see that there's a siman, let's say a scab or something on the dofen, then you blame it on the dofen. Yes, and then therefore it's okay. However, but if you don't see any ri'utan, the dofin looks fine. Mahmat re'ahu. Then you have to suspect that the attachment came as a result of something that came out of the re'ah. And therefore, utrefa v'afagav, they don't come afkazika, even though air is not coming out of the ah now. Because it could be it closed up, but it doesn't matter. Once it was a terefa, it was a terefa. Okay, read the Rashi's Adam for us over here. Start as simcha ledofen. Okay, by the ribs, by the ribs.
In Hashim Hashem and Nikeva, Ela Talinan Veota Bedofen, Bamrinan Dofen Ze, Makaita Bok, She, Haita, Kaltahare Aisla.
Yeah, which means that we could say off the bat that the problem was in the Dofen, the Dofen caused this to attach, and it's not the Re'az issue.
Eota, Haita, Simahin.
Why don't you see blisters around the dolphin and around the lungs, then you already have to say it's coming from the lungs. Okay, comes again, continues. He would check the re'ah by blowing it in my poshrim. Okay, something we know already. So that she says over here, what is this talking about? And she says, this is going on the case we just learned. Meaning, you separate it from the dolphin, and then he would put it in poshrim, and he would blow it to see if there would be a hole. That she, and they found the makam, even though they found the makam in the dolphin, still, even though there was a re'utah in the dolphin, it was mahmir. And he said, still you have to check the lungs. He dropped it in the water and he blew it. That's the way that she says. So he's machmir, right? So we always was make a bedika. Amar de mosutra beredra vuna beredra papi. The Rabbi Nahai, the Rabbi Nechamia, the Rabbi Yosef. We just learned from Rabbi Nechamia, Rabbi Yosef. It says atun ahamati. You learned it on the case of where the re'ah was attached to the dolphin. Anan ad Rabba. We learned this statement of Ibn Ayah going on something that Rabbah taught. The Amar Rabbah, Hani Tarte Une, like the Une, the Re'ad Stichan Hadadi, the two Unes are attached to each other, one and three, not the ones that are close to each other, because the ones that are close to each other, we learned in today's Daf, there's nothing a problem. It's only the ones that are far from each other are a problem. Let Lehu Bidikutal Lakshune, so there's no way to be Makshidit. However, Ibn Ayah said, Bered Rabbi Yosef, Badikta Mefeshun, even that, he would be lenient by putting the lung in the water and blow it, and when there was no air that came out, so he would be medik. So it was a kula. He would, even though we said on today's Gemara that once they're attached, one in three, the lobes, so therefore it's no good. You have to assume there's a hole in it. He would still put it in the hot water or the warm water, I should say, and he would check it. Look at Rashi, Batik the Peshure. We saw that. Okay, Matkif la Rav Asher. So Rav Asher comes along and says, "Hi, Mike." He's not understand. Fish la mahaka, by the case with the re'ah attached to the dolphin, talinan bedofen kishira. Which means, you tole that the attachment came from a makar from the dolphin, and therefore it's given. You don't have to suspect that it came from the re'ah. You have a reason. About Adam, but in the case where the two or not are attached to each other, iha nakiv terefa, viha nakiv terefa, memanajach. I mean, the hole's got to come from one of the or not, and it's the same lung. And therefore, memanajach. So what do you mean you're checking it? By the case of the dolphin, if it comes from the dolphin, it's not a problem. There's no yisur in dolphin. So if the whole came from the dolphin, no problem. That's why you're matir. But how could you be matir when the onot are attached to each other? Yeah, if the whole came from one or three. Either one's going to be going to make an yisur. Surah says, that was the question. The question is, how could you check it? The man of shach, the whole had to come from, where did the mucus come from? To attach the onot. It had to come from one of the items. So therefore, it argues on the Nehamya and cannot say that you're going to check. Look at Rashi, Bishlama.
Okay.
Bishlama hacha badik de. I understand the logic that says of Nehamya says you put it in the warm water by the dolphin case. Because you can blame it on the dolphin, but what's going to happen? You put it in the water by the or not? Either way, the hole had to be from one of them. So, and even if nothing comes out, it closed up. The Quran continues and now goes back to the Nahman. What did we say? If it's attached to the Hazeh, so we said what? And there was blisters growing around it. So then you have to suspect that it came because of the hole in the re'ah, and that's what caused to attach it. Okay. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Acher. Didn't Rav Nachman say this? Now, where was Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman started the sugya, yeah? Yes, he was the one that said Amar Rav Yosef by Mimi Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, so he says, did Rav Nachman really say this? V'ale v'ah Amar Rav Yosef by Mimi Amar Rav Nachman re'ah shenikeba. The re'ah has a hole in it. The dofen sotmata, but the dofen of the hazeh is sealing it keshera. So you see what slimata dofen works. Now he didn't say that above. Above he said, Adrabah, he said, if it has blisters going around it, then you're saying it's coming from the re'ah. What's the difference? It's coming from the re'ah. Let it come from the re'ah. Bottom line, the wall is closing it up. Now Rav Nachman saying, no, the wall's closing it up, it's okay. You didn't say that above. That's the stira. La kasha. No kasha. Hatam kom rabita. Acha shalom kom rabita. Vechem kom rabita. Over there, Rav Nachman said that the stimata dofen will help the re'ah, which means it's good, even though it's on the re'ah. That's in the place where the dofen grows together next to the lungs. So in that spot over there, there's a tight spot where the dofen is and the lungs are, where they're attached, where they're close to each other. So in that case, what's the normal place for it to attach? So therefore, it's going to be okay. And therefore, we say that it's not going to detach, because it's normally tight in that area. So therefore, since it's going to stay attached, we're not worried that it'll become detached and the hole's going to open up. When did Rav Nachman say it's a problem? When it attaches on the wider area, where there's more space, so now we're worried in the end it's going to eventually separate, and once it separates, the hole is going to open up. The Gemara says, "Vehecha mekom rebita," where is the place where normally it's naturally attached? Hetuche de'one. The place where you cut the onot, what's hatuche de one? Next to the neck. So where that would be? That would be here somewhere, above the onot. The onot up here where it's narrow. So up here where it's a little narrow, why is that? Up here by the lung, but it's a little narrower, so it gets maybe attached to the salaot, the ribs are over here, above. So therefore, that's where you're not worried. Because normally it clings to that spot. So we're not worried about it separating. Here where it's wider, where it attaches, it might detach, and therefore it's going to come. There's no stida. Gufa! You want to read Rashi? Hatam b'mkom rebita.
Hatam b'mkom rebita b'mkom shereha b'hadofen gidelin ke'ehad.
Usbechim tamid.
De'lo mefrat. Ahiz v'cha. Hilka kishva b'chi. Amar av rahmar hoshina l'mala b'roha b'chalal k'neged ha'umah ha'gidola. וכיוון רחוקה הרי אמין הדופן מפרקה ההסתימה ואפילו אחי כי לא העלתה סמחים אמר אין חושינה דתה ללב הדופן והק אמין מסבירה נחושינה ומחוקרה אזינה בזה אורי
אוקיי, אז ראשי פוסק over here again Rashi says we posek like Abimi, that since it's the Uraita over here, even if it doesn't grow blisters, once you have an attachment in the lower area against the dofen, doesn't matter, you blame it on the Re'ah, and you have to be Hoshis that maybe the hole came from the Re'ah, and therefore you have to say it's going to be Asur. So then Hashem's Posek Lechumra, like Abimi, because it is a Safek, De'oraita. Okay. Gufa. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Manyomi, Amar Rav Zaman, De'ah Shenekeba. Ve'dofen Sot Matakesh. Okay, we learned that just now. The Re'ah has a hole in it, but the dofen is sealing it up. Keshen Amar Ravina Vehu Desabich Bebisra. That in the place of the hole, it's between the meat around the Tzalaot, which is the ribs. Which means it's the meat of the ribs that is causing the seal. Because then there's meat around the ribs. So which part of the hole is touching it? The hole is around the meat. That part is going to be okay. As she says, Desabich Bebisra.
Desabich Bebisra.
That's a good one. When it's flush against the meat between the two ribs, then already it's going to be closed.
It's
not going to stay. When it's flush against the bone itself, that is not going to stay. Amar le Rabbi Yosef Rabina, v'ilo sabich mai. What are you going to tell me if it's not against the basar? But what are you going to tell me today? You can tell me that it's Tereva. Alma Amrinan Nekubahi. It comes out according to this that we're going to say that the Re'ah is called, as long as it's not flush against the Basar, it's called Nekuba. And the bone is not going to be considered enough in order to seal it. Okay. Yachi, if that's the case, Kisavi Ichnameh. Even when it's being attached by the Basar, it shouldn't be okay. Why? Da'atanya, Nikav Pasul. When there's a hole in the gid of the Adam, it's about a Kerut Shavcha. There's a law that says if the person's member is cut and the Zera leaks out, so therefore it's called a Kerut Shavcha. Okay? So it says, by a person, it says Nikav, the gid, the member of the guy is cut, so he's Pasul to come into the Kahal. Why? Mipneshu Shotet. Because the Shechvat Zera is not going to come out the normal way. It's not going to, you know, like, go like an arrow strong. It's going to come out of this hole. And therefore, Nistam Kasher. But it says, if you seal it, if it gets sealed, it's okay. Mipneshu Molid. Because you can have children. Vezeu Pesul She'ozel Lechshero. So the Gemara over there by the psul of the Kerut Shavcha says, and this is a classic case. This case is a case where something was psul that can go back to becoming kasher. Now, from the fact that it says this is there, especially we have another case that once it becomes psul, it cannot come back to ikshir. So the Gemara says, v'zehu, when it says this is the case that you have a hole and it can come back and it's psul and come back to ikshiro, the me'ute mai, what is it coming to exclude? Lav the me'ute. It must be coming to exclude this case over here, where the Re'ah got a hole in it and it became a Terefa. And then, let's say, it attached to the wall of the Dauphin. And what is it saying over there? Once it becomes Pasul, it's Pasul. But that goes against what you taught. Because you said over here, that what? You said if it has a hole in it, but then it gets attached to the Basar, it's okay. It's mashma that no, only a case by Kerut Shavcha. When it becomes pasul, it can become kasher again. But mashma, another case, once it gets a hole in it, I don't care if it gets sealed up after. Once the hole's in it, it's over. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, who told you to exclude that case? La, the me'ute krum, sha'alam mahmat makab bere'ah, de'eno krum. The case of the Kerut Shavcha that's coming to exclude is talking about a krum, let's say a membrane. The Re'ah got a blemish, let's say, and as a result of it, the membrane grew over the hole. So in that case, over there, it's not considered a krum, because once it has a hole in it, even though the membrane grows on it, the membrane is not considered a good seal. However, in the case where it's attached next to the basar, that will be okay. So the Gemara says, "Matkif la'arav okva barchama ilu inkiv bedofen lahada mai." Okay, before we go further, let's catch up on the Nashis. We the Nashi Alma Nekebu. Good, you have a hole. And then it's being attached by the Basar. But you're calling it a hole. How can it be kasher? You tell me that you can seal it up. How is that possible? Nikav and Gid Shel Adam. Pasul Mishum Krut Shofcha. Mepneshu Shotet. The Zera Eno Yurekahetz. It's not going to come out like an arrow. The zera, for it to be good, has to come out like an arrow. The kaimanan kol shikvat zera shenu yurek hatzena moli. If it doesn't come out like an arrow, it's not fertile. Nistama nekivak. But if let's say it got closed up the hole by the guy kasher lavo bekahal, why the shul moli? So the Gemara says that's not coming to exclude the case of the re'ah that's attached to the basar. It's coming to exclude the case that the re'ah got a makkah. There was a hole in it. Then a krum grew on the hole, and it's coming to teach me that krum over there too late. Once it gets a hole in it, it cannot go back to its original kashrut. But kif la Rav Ukba bar Hama ilu in kav bedofen lahada mai. What's the deen over here? If let's say
why should it ever be a terefa? Maybe it's going to end up hitting the meat. Maybe it's going to rest on the meat one time. Even if
it's bashir usham. Right now it's a naked, but if it's the stam, then it goes back to kashrut. So what are you telling me over here now? You tell me the dauphin can seal it up. Okay, and that's okay. So the Gemara has a question like this. Ilu in keep bedofen lahadamai. Let's say afterwards the hazeh next to the nekev of the re'ah gets a hole in it. Which means like this. So now the hazeh, we're sealing it up, let's say it gets a hole in it. So now the air is going to go from the lung, the hole of the lung, it's going to go into the hazeh. It's going to escape into the hole that's into the hazeh. So Gemara says, terefa. Okay, that's true. Which means if the hazeh gets a hole in it eventually, so now it's terefa because the air is escaping the lung and going into the hole that's in the hazeh. So Gemara says, litni nikubata dofen. Why then didn't you give me, when you listened to me, all the terefot? You told me you have a hole in this thing, a hole in that thing, a hole in that. Why don't you tell me a hole in the dolphin? Because now I'm giving you a case that a hole in the dolphin will be a terefa. Oh, very good. That's Gemara's answer. But the Gemara's question is, I get a regular hole in the dolphin does nothing to me. I don't give a hole. But when the lung is attached to the dolphin and it's a hole in the lung and it's sealing it, then the hole in the dolphin, that's a case of Gemara's terefa. So the Gemara says, oh, I'll give you another example. We have a hole in an item and it didn't say it. And so for the same reason it didn't say it over there, it's not saying it over here. What's the case? Bin Tamech. Amar Bishag, Bar Yosef, Amar B. Yohanan. Mara. What's the Mara? Gallbladder. Shinikeba. It got a hole in it. Okay. And that's the problem. Mara with a hole in it is one of the items that makes it a terefa. Now, the kabed sotmata keshira. And the kabed, the liver is sealing it, it's okay. Now, ilu in kif kaved lahadamai. But let's say the kaved would get a hole in it. Now the mara is going to leak into the kaved, even though the kaved is not pasul with a hole. But the mara is, how can we notice that? Terefa the din is. Let din look about the kaved, and I can ekvad de lav minem mitarfa lo ketani. Achename, kevad de lav minem mitarfa lo ketani. Since the item that gets the hole doesn't make it to terefa, so we're not listing, which means if a kabed gets a hole and it doesn't make it a terefa, the kabed in this case only makes it a terefa because the mara had a hole in it, therefore it was being sotemit and wants the plug. Say it like this, where the hole is in the plug, not in the item that makes it a terefa, we're not discussing. So therefore, in the case of the lung that's against the wall, you're right, if the wall gets a hole in it, it'll make it a terefa, but that's only because it's a plug. The plug is not serving as a plug anymore. We're not talking about where the hole in the etzim item itself is a terefa. Okay, that's that story. What's the deen if, let's say, the lungs grow blisters? But not just stam blisters. The blisters are filled with pus. Amar le keshira. He don't have no problem. Keshira. Amar le af ani omer ken. I also say that. I said the same thing. Ela shatamidim mizdanezin badavar. They're misupak. They're not sure. Tamar matna malya mugla terefa. If it's filled with mugla, which is pas terefa, maim zakim. But if it's just like water, clear water, kishira. Amar le. So the Rabbi Shmuel told them, he bechudya itmar. No, leave it up, matna. He wasn't even talking about the lungs. He was talking about the kidneys. And the kidneys, you're right, makes a difference if the pus and if it's water. But in the lungs, it sounds like it's okay. So again, this was a conversation between Abba Bar Hana and Shmuel. And Shmuel answered Keshira. Rabbi Abraham Matna says, I agree with you, but I'm a little misupak. The students are misupak because of what the Rabbi Matna said. Shmuel said, don't pay attention to what Matna said. He was talking about kidneys. We're talking about the lungs, and the pus with the blisters is not an issue. Now here's the story. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Avaka Azir Batred Rabbi Yirmiya Bishukad Tabachem. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef was going after Rabbi Yirmiya in the butcher shop. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef saw there was lungs that were filled with blisters. Amar le lo ba'e mor umsa. So Rabbi Yirmiya tells him, Rabbi, don't you want some meat? He wanted to see if he's going to eat it. So he says, why don't you, the umsa is good meat. Don't you want meat over there? So Amar le, so Rabbi Yirmiya, he didn't want to get involved in the psak halakha. He didn't want to give a ruling. So he said, litli pirite, I don't have any money. He didn't commit to the halakha. He said, I don't have any money, I can't afford it. Amarle akfanana. I'll lend you the money. Nice stuff. Now he's got to give a ruling. Now he's got to give you credit. Exactly. So he says, Amarle may avidlak. What should I do? Dichiyatu lekamed Rabbi Yohanan. When they asked this question to Rabbi Yohanan, Mishadalu lekamed Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon. They sent him to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon. Demore ba mishamed Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon etera. And he was matir. However, but Rabbi Yohanan himself didn't hold like that. Rabbi Yohanan didn't want to answer the question. He shied away from the question. When they would ask him such a question, they go to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and he'll answer the question. And then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon was matir. But Rabbi Yohanan himself didn't like it. Okay. That's it. That's the whole story. I have another story. Ama Rava. Rava says, Ki Ava, Misaginan, Betred, Rav Nachman. When we were walking after Rav Nachman, Bishuka, the Galdae. Galdae is the shoe market, the leather market. Amrila, Bishuka, the Rabbanan. Some say the market of the Hachamim. Haze, Hanach, the Kaima, Kande, Kande. Rav Nachman saw lungs that they were filled with blisters like nede, like nodot, big blisters like pouches, big ones. And he didn't tell the sellers anything, which means it sounds like he's saying it's okay. Rabbi Abib and Rabbi Yassi havu halfu b'shuka de Tiberia. They were walking in the marketplace in Tiberia. Hazeh anach de kaimit tenare tenare. They saw the lungs that were filled with abba'buot that became hard like rocks. Velo amra lehu velamide. I didn't say anything to them either. Okay, Rashi, kande kande. Not Rashi.
Kande kande, simachim gidolim kevedim bere'ah.
Right, big ones.
Kenare, simachim gidolim mekande. Uchvar hukshu kisela. Ve'elu hen otan amasuim abehem moshemanu bere'ah. Ve'el marahem domi bere'ah. Ela domi kemarae mugla. Ve'lav hainu atum bere'ah. De'atum en sham semach. Ve'enu mishtane min hare'ah.
Okay, don't misinterpret a blister to a satum, which we learned today. Yeah. Satum is a problem. Satum, the air cannot get through. Here is the blister on top, the air can get through. It's just disfiguring on the eye. Okay, Gemara continues. Itmar. Mahachinimsa berea. Oh, that's a big one. We found the needle. Needle in the lung of the behema. Now what's the problem over here? The en siman lenekev betzida achitzon shel areha. Okay, you don't see a hole.
Like the cords.
Yeah, the gam en avir yotze memena, and it's not losing air. So far sounds so good. So Gemara says Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Hanina, makshere, Rabbi Shimon ben Nakish, Rabbi Mani bar Patish, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim tarfe. Okay, so big machloket. What's the machloket? Lema b'hakam epalke. The mor sabab. The rabbis that say taref. They must hold what? Hissaron mibifnim shema hissaron. That a hissaron, a deficiency on the inside, is all considered, also considered a terefa. And if when you found a metal mahat in the rea itself, it's terefa, because it seems that over time the metal eats away at the basar. Even though it's not going to eat away all the way through to make a hole, but it will eat away at the basar, and therefore it's a chassaron on the inside of the lung, it's a problem. Umor sabad, la shem chassaron. That's one way of learning it. La dekula alma, chassaron bifnim, la shem chassaron. Nobody's worried about alma bifnim. Umor sabad, the rabbis that say kasher, they say simpone nakat ve'atai. We assume that what? That the needle went through the kaneh to the simfonot, and from the simfonot to the basar of the re'ah, and it did not, we had to get into the, that's the point, it had to get into the lungs. So it got in from the inside. It went through the, from the kaneh, and it got into the simfonot, and simfonot went up back into the kaneh. So it didn't puncture anything.
So he ate it?
He ate it. Went from the kane and it just went into the symphonot somehow. And from the symphonot, it came back into the lung itself. But it didn't otherwise, the normal way you assume is what? It punctured the krum. No, it went around. It came from the back door.
So they swallowed the needle went down the wrong pipe
right.
and made its way into
right.
the
lungs. It made its way into the lungs, exactly, around the sinfonot. So Gemara says, Ubo sabah, nekube, nakib, ve'atay. We say no. We're choshesh that it, the mahat went into the lungs through nikibat ha-me'ayim. Wow.
Backwards.
It punctured the me'ayim, and after puncturing the me'ayim, it punctured the krum of the re'ah, which means it went through the vision. It always comes out of the vision. That's how it starts. Came down the vision. And then it went through the whole digestive system and gets to the me'ayim. And it came out into the body through the me'ayim. And from the me'ayim, it broke out into the what do you call it, the krum of the re'ah, and went inside of it. Therefore, it's a terefa. Why? Because of two reasons. Because of the me'ayim, because of the re'ah. So there's two reasons to say it's terefa. It's because of nikuv in the me'ayim, and nikuv in the re'ah. Okay, let's read the Rashi's now on this. Very interesting. Okay, so you have no signs of it. The outside is closed. And no air leaving the re'ah. That was the first shot, that maybe there's a chasaron inside because the metal is eating away at the basar. The Gemara is going to reject it. Right, didn't we just learn on the Amud Rishon that even if the even if the inside of the Re'ah is spilling out like a kitor, it's okay because on the inside it's not a problem. Simpona nakat bata. He's going to give you the pattern, the direction how it went in it. Derech hakaneh nichnas. Okay, so I went into the kane. Uba besimfonot. And it went into this. Now, the simfonot are in the lungs. So it went into the simfonot somehow.
From the kane.
From the kane. It's attached. It's attached. Of course, the kane goes into the lungs.
It went down the wrong pipe.
Exactly. It went into the kane. It's supposed to go down the vision. It went down the kane. From the kane, it went right into the simfonot of the lungs. And continue umina simfonot the basar. Then it came its way up into the basar. Mikol makom kruma aitzon no nikav. It's not going to affect the kruma aitzon. The alfagav shendrecha kane leblowa. I ask you a question. It's not normally that the food goes down the krum. It doesn't go down the kane. Afidu akiyuid the italere akama v'lo hazin and kvasim. You have to assume it went down the wrong pipe because you see the lung in front of you. You don't see any holes over here. You see a needle in the lung. You got to assume that something happened over here. Right. There's no ri'uta over here. So we're not going to say, oh, it must have went through the krum and healed. There's no ri'uta over here. I can say it went down the wrong pipe. It came back to the other way. Nikube, nakiv, nakadashi, derech. This is the other shot. We didn't want to say, this is the reason to say terefa. So went down the vision, which is the normal way for it to go down. And from the vision it went into the me'ayim, and from the me'ayim it punctured the me'ayim and went straight into the continue, Rashi.
ונכנס שאין דרך הקנה לבלוע ונקבה את הדקים ויצאה ונקבה את הקרום הריאה ונכנס לתוכה.
Okay, before we get to the halakha, let's just see one story. האי מחתה לאשתקח בחתוכה דריאה. They cut open the דריאה after they made the שחיתה. There's a needle sitting over there. הייתוה לקמד רבי אמה. They brought in front of רבי אמה סבר להכשורה. So he thought to say it was קשר. אתימה רבי ירמיה ואתימה רבי זניקה הריאה שנקמה או שחסרה. It says נקמה או חסרה. מה זה נקמה או חסרה? It has a hole in it or it's missing. My hasra, what does hasra mean? Ile ma mibahut, it means on the outside. Anu nikuba, that's all. Ela naab mibiflim. Ushma min hasaron mibiflim shem hasaron. In the fact, did you tell me this machat for sure ate away at the meat? And therefore, what's the problem? Yavra says, Hadar shadlua lekamed rabbi Yitzhak nafha. So he didn't want to give a ruling. When he heard that question, he said, okay, I'm not saying what the story with the lung is. So he said it to Rabbi Yitzhak nafha for a psak halacha, sabal akshure. There you go. He also wanted to say that it should be kashir. Etime rabbi Yirmiya, etime rabbi Zirika. Hare'a shnekema o shechasa, mayachasa in labachus and rukema. In alad mifthim. Ushma mina hasa mifthim shema hasaron. Same question he asked against Rabbi Yitzhak nafha. So he didn't want to give the halakha, so he sent it also. Hadar shadru al kamed rabbi ameh. He sent it back to Rabbi Amir, the first rabbi, Ve'tarfa, and he said, no good. Amru neh. Ve'arabbanan nakshineh. We have a list of rabbis that we said above. Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Azar, Rabbi Hanina. They were rabbis that said it's kasher. Which means they knew why they were matir, because they were talking about a case where the re'ah was still intact. So therefore, they were able to blow it and figure out exactly how it got in. They saw that there was no hole on the outside, and therefore they were able to give a hitir in such a way. However, anan me'ezetam nekshir. Already by him, the lung was cut, so he couldn't see if there was holes or not. Who knows? Maybe if the lung was still intact, when you blow it, there would be holes in it. So therefore, they were matir for the reason they were matir. But I cannot be matir for that reason. Gemara says, "Ta'ama deleta." It sounds like the only reason Rabbi Meir was machmir because the re'ah was not in front of us; it was cut up already. Ha ita velo menagba keshira. But it's mashma that he would be mekel if the lung was in front of us and you don't see a hole. He would say it's okay. Va'amar Rav Nachman, "Hi simpona dereah deinkiv terefa." What do you mean? Rav Nachman taught that the simpon in the re'ah that has a hole in it, it's terefa, and therefore, even if you want to tell me it went through the simponot, what's the logic of it? The matirim say, oh, it went down the kane. It got in the kane, came into the simponot, that's how it got into the lungs. So we said, everyone's okay. What do you mean it's okay? There's a rabbi that holds that even something that gets punctured in the simponot is a problem. No, which means, bottom line, it's a terefa because of the simfon shenikav. Yeah, the needles in the simponot. It went through at the Sinfonot is a problem.
Why did I have to make a hole?
How does it get through?
It went through it somehow. The whole thing's full of Sinfonot. Some stamah made a hole in the Sinfonot. That's a good question. You tell me that because everything was intact, you're going with those rabbis that say, oh, it went via the Sinfonot. What are you talking about? The re'ad, the inkuv, is terefa. The Gemara says, ahu, la havero etmar. Which means that which Rav Nachman said, that the Sinfon that got nikab, that's talking about etzel havero. Mazi etzel havero. Samuk lakushi mit patsnim zimizi. That's next to the spot where they start branching out from each other. There's no basar over there. Ela yesham rak et adofen shel sifon hashini sheyachol lestom et hanekev, kivan shehu kasher ve'omed atzmo. Which where they're branching out and there's a hole over there, since it cannot get sealed up by anything, that's what he said it's a problem. Which means, he was basically saying, Rabbi Nashi, he was saying it's a problem only when it gets a hole in the place where there can be no steam out. But in the place where it's against the lung, where it'll get a hole and the lung is gonna block it up, that's okay. So therefore, in this case over there, that's what we're talking about. It was kishay, because even if there was a hole in the siphon, the lung is against the siphon, and it's going to block it up. He was throwing away where they're coming out, where the lung is not touching that spot. That's going to be a problem. What do you mean? Actually, let's read
the lung itself can't seal it?
Yes. That's the case of matir. But at a certain point, it can't. So that's what he was all saying. Look at Rashi. Just read the Rashi's. La habero etma. That's the meaning of it. Habero etma.
Habero etma. Etzel esel.
Pitzul.
Kishem patzel. La habero nikav. Etzel dofen. Habero. Dechev and the dofen habero kashehu. Dairish vela. Az omed kerindo. Ve eno su temanek. Ve lo magin aleha. Aval nikav. La achar pitzulo. Ve la chok pasar. Hera. Shurach. Nechras lenekev. Magin alav. Ve ha lo amlin and dilma nikav. La habere.
So how do you know? Maybe the needle punctured the wrong part. That's what she's questioning. So you tell me there's a spot where if it punctured, it's a problem. But not mahzik liruta. There's no reason to hoshesh liruta. Ilo et hazik konecha de leta de akaman. Which means the normal derech is if it went in there, it's not going to. It goes to derech aveshet. So therefore, in this case over here, obviously it didn't go to derech aveshet. It went to derech hakaneh. But there's no reason
to break the spot.
Right. I don't have to suspect that it broke the spot that they're worried about. Okay, so that takes care of that issue. Gemara goes, one more point. What do you mean by Madam Nachman? Hai hadura de kanta. What's hadura de kanta? Intestines?
The coil of the intestines.
The coil of the intestines that are filled with fat. That's called kanta. De inkav lehadeh chavre. it got a hole in it next to its friend, which means, I guess it's a coil, so one of them got punctured, but it's next to the other coil. So the din is magin alia. So it'll protect it. The coil over here got gun, and it'll cover it, and therefore it's okay. Oh, so why don't you say the same thing about a simfonot? Well, you tell me only the lung is going to cover it. Why don't you just say, even if the simfon over here, the other simfon will cover it, it should be okay. What are you comparing terefot to each other? You can't compare, oh, because over here it covers, over there it should cover. What's the proof? You cut this part over there and the animal dies. You cut this part over there and the animal lives. You cannot compare different parts of the animal in different places. Just because over there we say it's sotem the nekev doesn't mean it's going to be sotem the nekev in the case of the in the rea. Look at Nashi. Read that in Nashi. Sha'areh chotcha.
שהרי חותך מכאן ומת וחותך מכאן וחיה נחטף השר לגלים למעלה
רגליים
רגליים למעלה מצומת הגידים ולא לשפר העצל כשרה נחתך למטה מקום צומת הגידים אף אפי שנמוך מכאן תרפה כדמים לכמן וכן שניתן צומת הגידים פרק בהמה המקשב אף אפי שלא נחתך העצל.
You cut the spot over here, animal dies. You cut the spot over here, animal dies. So you can't say over there, you don't compare the places. Let's just go one step further. That's what we need to see over there. Sheken, he says, Shetamut, he says here, Ava Bishaya Mr. Lomach, Imetakish Shotik will come Namuch. Right, you would say, if I cut a lower spot and the animal dies, if I go higher, the Chaura, you would assume they have a Pazazo. So, because on the bottom, you have the Gidim over there. So when you're cutting on the bottom, you're cutting all the integral things. So you can't just say, well, the bottom makes it, then certainly if I got higher, it's not so. So simply in the case of here, comparing the rea. Okay.
So
the
halacha.
What is the halacha? Go back to the Rashi b'Hilcheta. Go back upstairs. It's right in the middle of the Rashi's b'Hilcheta. Very important Rashi. B'Hilcheta.
Halach rabanan de mechshire.
Oh. Now she says, you found a mahat in the rea, kosher.
Rabbi Yohanan b'Ashtakish, alachak Rabbi Yohanan.
Ve'od.
Ve'kambe b'shitayhu, Rabbi Ameh b'Rab Ashed, Amrei Nekaman.
So you have the rabbis. Who do you have over here? First of all, you have Rabbi Yohanan. And you have Rabbi Ameh b'Rab Ashed. They were only osir in the case of what? They were osir in the case where the rea wasn't there. But if the rea was there, they were going to be matir. That's what we just said. So therefore, first of all, you have Rabbi Yohanan, and you have Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asher that are agreeing to it. Ta'an l'kaman ikuf ya l'rigo yisufuna anakad. But ta'an ma'avida kaneshi kaneshi t'chumat. Sometimes the food will go down the wrong pipe. So the mahat went down the kane via the simfonot. Ve'lo ma'zikin anisura. Why do you have to be ma'zik isur? Ho'il ve'en nekev nikah. Listen, you don't have a nekev in the rea, so why should you be choshes to the worst? Ve'datri kata kula rea lekaman. Ah, but only when the rea is in front of us. Ava nechtecha, kodem sheba lefanenu, hashin adem ayaba rea kamana ve'nekuba, v'achi pasak lebi amen lekaman. Story. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.